Blog Talk Radio.
Weekly radio show with your host. I'm Christina Malone. We're going to talk about astrology, the stars, the planets, and God's time, and how it all relates to your life. And wow, I'm just so overwhelmed by looking at the chat room this week. I think it's because the moon's in Aries today, and I'm a Leo, so that means it's all fiery right now. And moon in Aries going to, you know, of course, connecting with Uranus. Uranus has already been in Aries for quite a while, and Uranus rules astrology, and the Uranus also rules groups of people. So it's really wonderful to see so many people in the chat room, my gosh. And, of course, welcome to to my wonderful friend and co-host, Susie Kerr-Wright, who has her own radio show right after this called Celestial Readings with Susie. But I just want to say hi to Allie B., some of my regulars. Aloha, Jay. I don't know who DW1 is or More Happy, but I love the names. And White Lily, White Lily and Sully. I think I've seen Sully before. So hi to everybody. The nature of this program is to really help those of you who don't know anything about astrology to get a little more understanding about it, because that's just what I'm all about. And I also take calls at the end of the show, but please understand that I can't do much in a radio show, which is only a half-hour show. So if you'd like a personal reading, of course, you're welcome to contact me through my website, which is simply christinamalone.com. And if you want to go there and also join my blog, I do a regular week, every 2 weeks I do a new moon blog and a full moon blog. That's what I love to do. And the radio show was really designed, like I said, to help people understand more about astrology. So the first thing I usually do is to read from the Daily Planetary Guide, which is, of course, a wonderful book that you can find on my website, on my blog site, and go to the link to Amazon.com. They're probably cheaper now that it's at the end of January, and they're wonderful calendars for the year of 2012. And you can see everything you need to know about astrology in that calendar. So it's called the Daily Planetary Guide, and this is for the week of January 29th, which we're on today, Sunday, January 29th, 2012, for those of you who are listening to the archive. And this is the week that goes through next week. So January ends as pleasantly as it began, with a second pairing of the Taurus moon and Jupiter early on Monday. Jupiter is also in the sign of Taurus, for those of you who don't know. So that's a nice little combination, just so you know. So Tuesday continues in the same vein when the moon forms a productive trine with retrograde Mars in Virgo. That means the moon will be in Taurus, Jupiter will be in Taurus, and Mars will be in Virgo, all Earth signs. The big news, of course, and I wasn't even going to do a radio show. It's so funny. Go figure. I thought, there's nothing happening this week. And, of course, I read this little paragraph just before we started. I went, oh, my God, this is the big news. Da-da-da-da. Coming up this Friday, that'll be February the 3rd, Neptune finally exits Aquarius and enters into its home sign of Pisces. Well, in the ancient times, of course, I always talk about the ancient rulers of the signs. Jupiter ruled Pisces in the ancient times. But in the modern times, we'll get into this. Neptune, ever since it was discovered in the 1800s, was assigned the rulership of Pisces, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But the big news comes on Friday when Neptune finally exits Aquarius and enters its home sign of Pisces. Last year, of course, Neptune did dip its toe into Pisces for about 5 months before it retreated back into Aquarius, and this time the change is for real. Since the planets are most powerful in their own signs, it is expected that Neptune's influence will be very strong over the next 14 years, so get ready. Besides fostering new discoveries in the healing and creative arts and in spirituality, the dark side of Neptune in Pisces extends to substance abuse, alcoholism, drug abuse, denial, and illusion. Potential dangers during the next 14 years of this passage can include the rise of charlatans posing as saviors. Uh-oh. There can also be a dissolution of traditional boundaries that were once considered absolute. Some other examples could include the legalization of marijuana and the entry of alternative medicine, yay, into the mainstream of healthcare. I'm really looking forward to that. Although it may take years to make itself felt, Neptune's passage into Pisces is a sign of a significant shift that will open new doors to higher consciousness. And that is written from the Daily Planetary Guide for this week. And the astrologer who wrote this, with my little added comments, is Pam Champy, who I want to thank for this wonderful book. So basically, if you look at the last 13 to 14 years, Neptune went into the sign of Aquarius January 28th, 1998, okay? So when you think about that period of time over the last 13, 14 years, we have noticed Neptune is the sign which has the planet that has no boundaries. It's the planet, I keep saying sign, it's the planet that relates to our subconscious mind. And it's usually associated with the 12th house, which is the sign of Pisces. But while it was in the sign of Aquarius, it totally broke down the boundaries of everything that is related to Aquarius, such as groups of people, which is Aquarius, and communication, which is Aquarius, and electronics, which is Aquarius. So what did we have that came out very strongly in 1998, which the Earth had never had before, humanity had never had before? It started maybe before that because, of course, it was invented back in the 70s, U.S. Army. But those of you who can't guess, it's the Internet. The Internet was never around much before the early 1990s, okay? In 1998 is when I got my first computer specifically so that I could watch or chat with people who did, you know, like similar shows that I liked. So it was sort of like just a fun thing to do back then, and also to connect with other people. But that sense of connection with other people, just think of what that did to humanity's consciousness. From that point on, people were able to speak to somebody on the other side of the world in seconds, which they could never do before. And that's an Aquarian statement. The other thing is it brought people together. Supposedly, Aquarius is about the brotherhood of man, the connection of we're all equals. And so the Internet has been representative of a place where everyone can be equal. Everyone has equal access to the same information. Unfortunately, in the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing more and more about possible control of the Internet through Congress, through the manipulation of whatever websites they may want to leave open or shut down at will. That's kind of scary because the whole purpose of the Internet for the last 13, 14 years that it's been around has been to be an open forum for communication. Aquarius is also the ruler of astrology. So you can imagine many, many astrologers are thrilled that now we can communicate with people on a mass level. And, of course, we have Blog Talk Radio, which is also an Aquarian event, you know. So what Neptune and Aquarius basically has meant in the last 14 years is bringing people together of like minds and communicating and sharing ideas. And, of course, this has also brought about many, many new inventions and new technologies. And, of course, back in the 1990s, I was selling cellular phones, which were the little Motorola flip phone cost about $1,000, and now they're just, you know, cell phones have become so common, everybody has one, and that's another Aquarian expression of bringing people together through the medium of electronics, through electricity, which Aquarius rules. And so as Neptune has been in the sign of Aquarius, I also have noticed that people have gotten more emotionally detached. You notice that people talk to each other more through electronic gadgets. They tweet each other and Facebook each other and text each other through their cell phones, but there's very little physical, you know, like absolute one-on-one, in-your-face human contact. And we're getting more and more, I guess we're all going more and more towards that electronic experience as we keep going into the Aquarian age. And that's the only thing that I'm bothered about with all this electronic stuff. Yes, it's made our lives easier, but I do encourage people sometimes to take the electronic gadgets, the computer, the cell phone, and just turn it off, you know, just chill out. And with Neptune going into Pisces, that's the whole point of this talk, Pisces is all about spirituality and connecting on a deeper level, on the subconscious level, and looking at the dream world. And also Pisces can be related to drugs, alcohol, addictions. People who have no boundaries are usually experiencing that that Pisces energy. The energy of Pisces is the 12th house, the subconscious mind, the dream world. And it's also, you know, it rules the ocean. So when you think about the ocean of consciousness. Now, that's why in the Daily Planetary Guide, they were saying that this time of Neptune going into Pisces will be very spiritual, very powerful. a major leap in evolution for human beings, because I believe we'll be operating from a totally different level. Pisces also rules compassion and charities and coming together on that level. But I want to talk a little bit more about Neptune. And when Neptune was discovered, it was September 23rd, 1846. I just looked it up on Wikipedia before the show started. And if you think about the 1840s, what was the 1840s representative of? Well, the 1800s was the time when film was invented. You know, film is that perfect invention of illusion. And everything since then, whether it be photography or actual film, you know, movies, was basically as a result of the discovery of Neptune. Neptune relates to illusion and relates to film. And it also is a planet that's related to spirituality, but not religion. So it's the kind of, in the 1800s, we had all these groups of spiritual groups coming out. In fact, it was the first time that they brought people from the Eastern tradition, Vivekananda and Yogananda and all those great beings from the East over to the West and visited the United States for the first time and brought all those traditional Eastern philosophies of meditation and going within to the West. So that happened during the 1800s. That's a Neptunian influence. The other thing that happened during the 1800s, of course, was women's rights started to become stronger. The very first women's rights movement happened in Seneca Falls in the 1800s. And also we had the abolitionist movement in the 1800s. And of course, what I said earlier about Neptune and Pisces also has to do with compassion, caring about the people who are suffering. Sometimes the 12th house is called the house of suffering because we feel so deeply on an emotional level other people's experience. So the women's rights movement and the abolitionist movement, all that happened during the 1800s. And that was the time when Neptune was discovered. So if we say that astrology doesn't have an influence on our lives, you really have to do more digging and more research, because it is a very powerful study. And I also want to just share that this week I talked about the new moon in Aquarius last week. And, of course, we're going towards the full moon in Leo next week as we go bigger and bigger in the sky with the moon. I want you to think about, have you been interested in more electronic gadgets? Because this week I finally invested in a webcam and I want to start teaching astrology classes. So anyone who's interested in that on a one-on-one through Skype, you can call me or write to me through my website, christinamalone.com. So that's a whole new world for me, is to start breaking out of my just simple isolation of using the phone or the blog and just trying to do more on a worldly level. So that's really big for me. And I don't know if any of you have been watching the news, but obviously in the last few weeks we've had the Consumer Electronics Show and the Detroit New Car Show. And so you start to see all these electronic gadgets and all this influence happening, which is a very Aquarian thing. And we're in with the sun in Aquarius right now, and the moon was in Aquarius. We had a new moon in Aquarius this week, last week. So it's all influencing us. So that is pretty much my little spiel for this week. I'm going to just check out and see if this person would like to ask me a question. 780. Hold on just a second. Hi there. Are you just listening, or are you, did you want to ask a question?
Sure.
Hello? Hi. What's your name? Yeah, hey. What's your name?
Hey, Chris. It's Jay calling.
Hey, Jay. Aloha, Jay. I just like
it. Aloha, Jay. What a
so
week,
what's
man.
Happened?
I was talking
Mr. It's what, funny, what? You always seem to call me on the moon in Aries. Aren't you in Aries?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So, how's it going?
It's not going too bad, but I got, you know, let go of my job on the 27th. I don't know what day that was or what kind of moon that was, but I just wondered where the stars are going right now for a job.
So, tell me what kind of work you're looking for.
Well, I was looking for the same work, but, you know, what may happen is I might be, you know, let go again, because it's just my soul's asking for another, you know, routing to go. So, yeah.
Have you been still teaching drumming? And are you still teaching drumming and stuff?
Yeah. That's for February. For February on. So it's going to be quite a busy month. So I'm just, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to do this.
Well, just like I was sharing, you know, with the moon in Aries today and Uranus in Aries, it's kind of almost an Aquarian experience because Uranus rules Aquarius. So it's about exploration, new inventions, maybe even reinventing yourself. And then also taking the energy of the Aquarius energy right now and trying to find things that are maybe related to the internet, related to electronics, finding ways to expand your presence. You know, Aries by nature is a fire sign and has to be seen. You know, they're really known for their brightness and fiery nature. And with the Uranian influence of Uranus in Aries, it just seems like there's all kinds of exciting opportunities out there, whatever's related to Uranus. And Uranus relates to astrology and electronics and all the things that Aquarius relates to. So it's kind of like a double connection right now with the moon, with the sun coming out of a new moon in Aquarius, that's new beginnings, and then you being an Aries connected to the Uranus in Aries right now, the influence, I think, is going towards groups of people. And I right now I'm just looking at the chart of right this moment, not looking at your chart in particular because it takes longer to pull somebody's chart up. But I'm noticing the moon is at 26 degrees of Aries, and it's moving towards the Jupiter at 2 degrees of Taurus, and we'll join up with Jupiter, just like I said in the early reading, that it'll join up around Tuesday. And I think that that ought to be pretty cool because anytime you have a moon conjunct Jupiter, that's a lot of abundance. So whatever connections you have, whatever, you know, desires you have, just really go for it that day, Monday and Tuesday, when the moon is going to be near Jupiter. And Jupiter in Taurus, I see that as a time of abundance for a lot of people because Jupiter means lots of. It's the biggest planet we can see with the naked eye, and you can usually see it on a clear night every time it's out there. So it's a wonderful statement of, you know, guidance and protection, and it is the planet of abundance. I always call it the cosmic Santa Claus. So I think things are good for you, and I've told you this before. I had a wonderful astrology teacher who said that Aries is divinely protected. Just because they are the first sign of the zodiac, they are the, you know, like the first spark of life, and you know, just like a newborn baby, they get away with a lot. So, but I hope that helps. I know that you've been a regular on the show, so I do wish you well, and I think you've got a lot of talent, and definitely keep going for it. I find that a lot of people don't know this, but most of the jobs I've ever gotten have been through friends, just talking to people and saying, hey, what's out there? Because even though they say there's so much unemployment, I've never been without a job, a regular B job, I should say. You know, I love doing astrology as my passion, but I've always had something to keep me going, you know. So, yeah, so you'll be fine. So keep me posted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I guess I'm going to just go ahead and look in the chat room for a little bit and see if, I don't know if Susie wants to call on the line and check in, and she might have already jumped off because her show is coming in pretty soon. But I want to once again welcome everybody. My goodness, the chat room is just out of control. It's really big. I'm seeing that somebody, Ali B, says this Neptune is transiting over personal planets. Yes, that can be challenging. When the beauty of knowing where the planets are right now, I'm telling you in a general sense where the planets are right now, but if you want to know how they're affecting you personally in your chart, your natal chart, I do recommend getting a personal reading, because I call astrology the science of self-awareness and life mastery, because as you come to know yourself, you become a master of your life, you know. When I first began to understand what was in my chart, what the energies are that make me work, that make me tick, the things that I love and the things that I might be repulsed by, you know, all that's revealed in a chart. It tells me where my strengths and my weaknesses are. It tells me where I can put good energy into and maybe some other things to avoid, you know. So I encourage people to get a natal chart reading because there's nothing like it. And you can certainly get a reading from anyone you choose. If you go to my website, christinamalone.com, it's got all my services. But you can also get a free reading by going to a link on my website, which is www.alabe.com. Astrolabe is the company that makes SolarFire, and SolarFire is the software that I use and Susie uses to produce a chart. And, of course, it has to, you know, you have to have a good astrologer to interpret the chart, but at least you can get a free one-page reading on the ALABE website. And every day it says on my website, do you want to know the astrological weather for the day? You can go there every day and click on it and check on what the planets are doing at this moment. So it's great to have a natal chart reading and get the basics down. And then if you want to see about whether you're compatible with somebody, I know somebody earlier, White Lily, was asking me to do a chart reading for her and someone she's interested in. And I'll just say for you, White Lily, because I don't have time to type it, having a Capricorn versus a Cancer is an opposition. So Capricorn is the time of year, which is the coldest time of year, and Cancer happens in one of the warmest times of year. So that's a complete opposition, and Capricorn rules, you know, father and discipline and structure and all that stuff. But Cancer rules emotions and the mother and the home, you know, so it's not the easiest relationship. I'm not saying it's impossible. But generally, Carl Jung, who is the father of modern psychology, suggested that people get together with either the signs that are like their compatible elements, which means a fire sign is, gets along good with another fire sign. That's called a trine in astrology, or a triangle. And then the energy between fire signs and fire signs, water signs, earth to earth, water to water, air to air, you know, they get along because they're the same elements. And if you have a sign that is compatible with your element, like earth and water get along and fire and air get along because they support each other, those are called sextiles, and those are good relationships to get along with. This is all in general, and we're only talking about your sun sign. And if you do a natal chart reading with me, you get to know all of your planets and see where your Mars and Venus is and what you're attracted to and who you're attracted to and who you're going to get along with. And sometimes people, you know, have more emphasis on relationships. Sometimes people have more emphasis on some other part of their chart, you know, because every aspect of your chart reveals something. So I do encourage people to get a chart reading. Can't say it enough, I guess. Susie will back me up on that, too. But in general, the oppositions are kind of more challenging, you know. So I always say, if I want to get involved with somebody, I want to make it easy as possible. I guess that's pretty much it. I guess we're towards the end of the show, and we got 3 minutes left. And I don't see anybody else asking for a call. So I want to wish everyone a good week, and I will be back next Sunday and talk about the full moon coming up next week. And have a good time this week, and just get into that wonderful, dreamy, ooshy-gooshy, spiritual, like, lose yourself in the ocean of consciousness, get into meditation. I did mention last week that there's a wonderful meditation website called winterfeastforthesoul.com. Winterfeastforthesoul.com is a website dedicated to helping people meditate. And at this time of year, especially when it's really cold out, this is a perfect time of year to discover your inner self. You're connected with your higher consciousness and with your heart, and with your breath and all that. So I welcome and encourage everyone to go to that website, Winter Feast for the Soul, and join the crowds of people all over the world that are meditating right now. So have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you next week. And God bless. I'm going to start my song, Spinning Through the Universe. Bye-bye. Take care. Spinning through the universe, skipping past the stars, makes no difference where you're going, just be where you are.
we have